The Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's Kelly's Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
So remember a few weeks ago that 82-year-old guy got up on stage in America's Got Talent. He belted out a little Drowning Pool's Bodies.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
I love this
Let
song.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yep.
Yes.
I love him.
What was that? That was crazy. Well, after that performance, Drowning Pool's guitarist CJ Pierce told Billboard, "I'm on a mission to find this guy, and he is going to perform with us."
Wow.
Yeah. And it's finally happening this Saturday night.
Really?
At their concert?
John Hetlinger, that 82-year-old man, is performing with Drowning Pool at the Chicago Open Air Festival. And reportedly, the band is supplying Mr. Hetlinger with lots of alcohol. And he will be signing autographs after his performance.
Well, that's cool.
So if you want to go catch him there.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Number 4.
Prince Harry. He's that cute little ginger prince. He went on Facebook Live this morning to share footage of himself getting an HIV test. He wants to show us all how important it is and how easy it is to get tested. He simply washed his hands. The doctor pricked his finger. The results were instant.
Oh, that'd be pretty awkward.
And he is HIV free.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But, you know, it also shows that it's all walks of life. Nobody is truly... It's not a skin color issue, an economic issue.
No, he said
he wants to set the example that everyone should be tested, whether you're a man, woman, gay, straight, black, white, whatever. A ginger, he said. He also pointed out he's currently single.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So even if you're single and not even dating anybody, just get tested.
Just for the heck
peace
of it.
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
Not for the heck of it. Peace of mind.
Peace of mind, Al. Be safe.
All right. That's so something I just want to do for fun. I'm just going to go check it out.
That's just important.
Peace of mind, yeah.
So the 24th annual ESPY Awards were held last night, honoring the best of the best in sports, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So awards were handed out in more than 30 categories. I am not listing them all.
LeBron won most of them.
So Google them if you really want. A lot of these awards were chosen by the fans.
Yeah.
Among the winners, I'll give you a few. Blah, blah, blah. Best male and female athletes overall, LeBron James and Breanna Stewart.
Brianna. Oh, basketball? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. College basketball.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Best team?
The Cavaliers.
Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah. They also won best moment for winning the NBA championship. The best game was like game 7 of that championship. Best players in their respective sports.
Uh-huh.
NBA, LeBron.
Yep.
WNBA, Maya Moore.
Okay.
NFL, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
You may or may not agree with all of these.
I agree.
Major League Baseball, Bryce Harper. NHL, Sidney Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Male golfer, Jordan Spieth.
Of course. Oh, wow.
Female golfer, Lydia Ko. And best driver, they don't divide these up between male and female because there's still only one chick, right?
Yeah.
But Kyle Busch.
There's a couple. Kyle Busch
won. He won that. And the best international athlete overall, internationally, Cristiano. Yeah. And then they gave out icon awards. I thought it was just going to be Kobe, but apparently there was more than one.
It was Kobe,
Peyton Manning, Abby Wambach.
Right.
From the women's soccer team.
They were good, yeah.
And the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, Zavion Dobson posthumously.
Oh, man, it made me cry. Yes, the ESPYs will make you cry.
It was an emotional roller coaster.
It was a
probably a lot of man sports tears.
15-year-old kid, football player.
Oh, that's right.
He lived in the hood in Tennessee and shielded two girls during a drive-by that they weren't affiliated with. It was just a random shooting. Shielded two girls, lost his life, saving their lives.
And last year's Courage Award went to Caitlyn Jenner. If you just want to
see her on the red carpet or whatever,
All right, so Pokemon is just crazy nuts. Pokemon Go, and it's what just came out over the weekend, and people are willing to risk their lives to capture these little things that aren't really there, but sort of are.
They look
on your phone. Well, celebrities are doing it too, and Blink-182's Mark Hoppus, he posted a picture of this little yellow thing and captioned it, "Look who showed up in the dressing room after the show,
Pikachu."
And the Chainsmokers posted, "There's a Pokemon Go on stage with us right now." Bet they were just saying that. Wiz Khalifa. Yeah. Now, you'd think he'd be interested.
Sure.
He posted, "I feel like there's Pokemon all around me, and I just don't know it." And about 10 hours later, he posted, "I know about the privacy issues with Pokemon, but blank, man. Blank got to catch them all," he referred to himself in the vulgar term.
Brother.
Yeah.
It even crosses over to country music. Brad Paisley, "I take my eye off the ball for 1 second and freaking Pokemon is back." We heard from Nick Jonas earlier with Demi Lovato. If you were listening to the Showbiz earlier, they said it's really gotten blown out of proportion. She's only just started playing Pokemon Go, but they were in this helicopter. Mm-hmm. And she expected Pokemon to be out, you know, up in the air with them.
You expect them everywhere.
He tweeted about it. Demi just seriously said out loud, "There's no blanking Pokemon here."
Yeah.
Soulja Boy posted a picture of Pokemon balanced on his diamond encrusted watch.
Oh my goodness.
And John Mayer posted a screen grab of him being asked if he'd like to confirm his in-app purchase of 14,500 Pokecoins for $99.99, and he captioned it, "Yes, I do."
Yeah, he's been playing.
So Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris, they got ugly yesterday.
Yes, it did.
So what we're finding out is Taylor Swift wrote "This Is What You Came For," Calvin's hit with Rihanna. Sat down apparently at a piano, came up with it. And that, when you think
co-wrote
about it, well, she came up with it originally. And this is what, according to her rep, and sitting on the piano, kind of hashing it out. And it sounds like a lyric that Taylor would come up with. Lightning strikes.
It even sounds like
every
Taylor.
Every time she's in the room.
Even the dude did the demo
on her phone, her iPhone, sent it to Calvin, loved it. They went into studio together. Did the demo with Taylor on vocals. Calvin did the beat. But she decided, you know what? I don't want to overshadow this. I'm going to do this for you. Use a pseudonym. This Nils Sjoberg.
Still getting paid, but just don't use the name.
Just let's be your thing. But they said when the song actually came out, Calvin went on the Ryan Seacrest show that day, because everybody does his show. Why aren't they doing the Kid Craddock Morning Show? I don't know. Apparently because Ryan's in L.A.,
he lives out there.
And Ryan asked him, "Hey, you ever going to do a collaboration with your girlfriend," who was with him at the time? And he said, "You know, we haven't even spoken about it. I can't see it happening, though."
That's just a lie.
But she lied by putting a pseudonym on it. So maybe they made the agreement. He was covering
for her.
Apparently that hurt. And now that they're broken up, well, maybe that information should come out. So her rep,
she's in a relationship. Yeah.
Why is she being so blatant with this Tom Hiddleston? It's all to get back at Calvin. It has to be. So the rep comes out with this news. So yesterday, Calvin, he posts a link to the People magazine article where, you know, the rep confirms that, yes, Taylor wrote the song. And he added to the picture, he captioned it, "And she sings on a little bit of it, too, with an upside-down smiley face," which I don't really understand what emotion that is.
Yeah, I get weirded out with
that. You don't know what's going on.
Upside-down smiley face.
Is it?
Then he followed that with "amazing lyric writer, and she smashed it as usual." But then he followed that with a series of tweets. "I wrote the music, produced the song, arranged it, and cut the vocals, though. And initially, she wanted it kept secret, hence the pseudonym. Hurtful to me at this point that her and her team would go so far out of their way to try and make me look bad at this stage, though."
Right.
Pondering face emoji. Pondering. I do get that one.
Yeah.
He said, "I figure if you're happy in your new relationship, you should focus on that instead of trying to tear your ex-boyfriend down for something to do. I know you're off tour and you need someone new to try and bury, like Katie, etc., but I'm not that guy. Sorry, I won't allow it. Please focus on the positive aspects of your life because you've earned a great one."
Hey, that's nice.
Has earned a great life.
Yeah, she has.
We all got to see it over the 4th of July. Did you see her house?
Yeah.
It's nice.
$170 million last year.
He finished it with "God bless everyone and have a beautiful day." Well, Katy Perry's like, whoa.
Hey, welcome to the team, pal.
She's like, finally.
Because a year ago, she was going through all this, talk about bad blood and all that stuff. So first, she posted a GIF of Hillary Clinton that we only assume is summing up her feelings about the situation. It's Hillary kind of looking.
She's
kind of starting to say something, and then kind of shuts her mouth and just kind of shrugs like, guess that said it all.
It's a very fitting.
But then she retweeted something she wrote in May of last year. "Time, the ultimate truth teller." So... No response yet from Taylor on this, but she's busy in Australia. Maybe they haven't heard about it yet over there.
Well, no, isn't the time ahead over there?
Oh, maybe she missed it because it happened afterwards.
Yeah, she missed it. That's what it is.
So that's your Showbiz Top 5. Right.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are the Kid Craddock Morning Show. But together with you, we are Kid Nation.